Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my Rebbe, Ramush Shapir Zetzal, whose Yortzet is an Asura Batavis. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kufay. The Gemara in the Tab of Mudala brings a question, Rabbi Lezer, if Purim and Seir and Yisrofim that went out of Beis Hamikdash and went back, do they cause tumor or not? And the Gemara discussed what does it mean. But the Gemara says, why should they not cause tumor? Once they came back, explains Rashi. It's as if they never left the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara goes on to conclude that for somebody who's inside Beis Hamikdash, for sure it's not Metam Godim, because it says, it needs to be someone standing outside. So Reuven Margolius brings a very clever raya from here to the following discussion. Reuven is in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya on the Shulchan Aruch Tzimen Tav Kuf Mem Vov. Regarding the halachas, he now let him marry in Chol HaMoed. So this is brought down over there is that to return a wife that was a grusha, magzir grusha soy, you could do in Chol HaMoed. And the idea, it's not considered to be a real new wife. He connects this to the discussion regarding the people that go to war, that says anybody who has a new wife, isha chadasha, doesn't go to war. And anybody who has a bayis chadash doesn't go to war. So you learn from there, chadash means only something which is new. But if it's a machzik gushasoy, or a house that someone sold and bought back, so that's not considered to be chadash. When it says chadash, coming to exclude this, any artist there in the Mishnah Melech that wants to differentiate between isha chadasha and a bayis chadash. Then Reuven Margolius goes into a discussion. Something that goes back to its original state, is that considered to be new? Or that's considered to be that you're going back to where you were before. So he brings a raya from our Gemara that you see that we said that once the Purim and Yisrofim went back to Beis Hamikdash, they go back to their original state. Kivan do hadu hadu. And he says that's a maskana of the Gemara. That's when nobody's metame in Beis Hamikdash. So you see that it's not considered to be a new stage. It's considered to be that you are going back to where you were, just continuing the previous mahalach. But then Reuven Margolius goes on to bring several rayas that say that no, when a person goes back to where it was, it's not considered to be a continuation. It's something new. One of the rayas says, if someone left dirt in Rishus Rabim, someone else came, picked it up, and put it back. So even though it went back to its original state, it's considered to be a new hanacha. Then he brings a raya that says, Vayakom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim. So who was it? Says the Medrash. It wasn't a new king. It was just Paroi that they brought him down. And then he brought him back to be king. So he's considered to be new. So there's many rights to say that when something goes back, it starts again, it's something new. And the Chura, from our Gemara, you don't see a riot the opposite. Because our Gemara, the Gemara says very clearly, is it considered to be that went back? Says the Gemara here, there's a special din that you have to come back to Lamachane. Anybody who's inside in the Machane doesn't have to ask God. Adarabba, the Gemara still has a suffix. Part of the servant that came back and someone is standing outside and holding with poles, this became Tameh because it's not considered back. They consider it's a new beginning, but it's a continuation of what was before. It's considered to be that it's already outside. So now the rabbi is not so clear what's the raya from our Gemara. Now this discussion of Nefesh Chayo connects to something big Indian, Dover Omak Moid, Legabe Avoido. Because Legabe Odom Udozachet. And then he comes and does tshuva. Does he go back to his original state? So the Vilna Gaon in Tikkun Zohar Tikkun Unches says in a very, very short sentence. And then the Leshem in Sefer Hadeiah Chelek Beis Rosh Dalet is marichin it a little bit more. And so does the Pachad Yitzchok in Yom Kippur in Maimer Yudalef. And the idea that comes out of it is the following. Generally, when a person does an Aveira, does tshuva, he does not go back to his original state. He starts a new mahalach. That's why Odom Arisha did a chet. He did tshuva. But he still has misa lo yulazara. He doesn't go back to where he was before. Reuven did a chet, did tshuva, but he still lost the b'choira. Moshe Rabbeinu did a chet, did tshuva, he still didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. And so on and so forth, that's usually the klal. There's one exception to the rule, and that is by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Gemara tells us, Moed Katan, Shehikim Ullo Shel Tshuva. He made the yoke of tshuva. What does it mean? It says the Vilna Gaon, he was the only one who, through a big avoid, was able to get back to his original state. Meaning, in general, when a person does something and does an aveiro, you can't just erase the aveiro. Tshuva is a build-up from the aveiro. And it's a process. But a person in the beginning is not able to go back to where he was. And eventually, the Aveiru will be a stepping stone to get to a higher place. So when a person goes back, it's a new mahalach. It's a new derech. It's not just going back to where you were before. It is continued to be chadash, as the Reuven or Golius brings many rayas. That's the din and many places in Shas. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.